From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
And I'm Chad Beater.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And welcome to Defrag Tools. This is week three of me being this sick. I can't believe I've had the same illness now.
I can't believe we put the same clothes on through.
I know, it's been tough. I got to dig it out of the closet. So here we are on part three of...
Episode 50.
Yeah. Wow.
Big 5-0.
It's like another birthday.
Yeah, like last week. Part three of memory this week is Heap. We did Virtual last week, and week before that was Pool. And this is the last one. This is the one that probably you'll see the biggest use out of. It's a little bit harder to use because you actually have to tweak the program. But, yep, it's doable. This time we've actually got two scripts. And I'm not sure if it's on the SkyDrive, but I'll make sure it is. I think these may have been missed. So there's attach and launch. And so the thing about heap analysis is... the heap in Windows, which is roughly someone else's code, can be twiddled at runtime to emit more information, and you need to do that from launch, right? So you can do it from attach, and the results are a bit, they're okay still, but there's some extra magic you can do. This is a slightly different XPerf command. We're actually starting to get into the more advanced command. You'll actually notice that we're going to put the virtual alloc on there as well as normal, because the two kind of go together. You'll see, as you do heap allocations, which whether it could be new and malloc and various other things, we make a big virtual allocation, and then we change, it's a reserve range, usually in the megs, and then as we use it, we commit it, right? And we change the pages from reserve to commit. And it will grow and grow and grow, and then when you free it, you'll get all these little holes in it. And there's a new thing called the low fragmentation heap introduced in Vista or Windows 7, one of those, that tries to make a better job of not having a fragmentation issue. And so what you get is these big allocations and then the heaps in within it. And that's that's our problem, because we need the more granular information. So by turning, we can do it through attach, but by doing it through launch, you get even more. We can actually track those things better. Because we've got the big allocation, we do a virtual alloc at the same time. Now, this is the one where you actually start two sessions, XPerf sessions at the same time. Previously, we've only ever been starting the entry kernel provider, right? Now we're actually going to make another provider at the same time and then merge our data at the end. And so that's what the start keyword is. So we've been using stop a lot, which is the opposite of start, but you do on for kernel and then stop with no name to stop it. We're going to call it heap session. Heap keyword says we're doing heaps, and then in this case the script takes a percentage one to attach a particular process ID when it doesn't track it for everybody. And then much like other things with alloc, we've got alloc and realloc in this case. I'm not sure if there's a heap free one, but it's not there. When we're stopping it, this one will stops the NT one and this one stops the session, and then it merges the two providers into a file at the end. So as such, because we need to know the process ID, what we'll do is we'll start vertmem test, which is Aramagosis' one from last week. Look it up from last week. 4340 is the magic number. And so this is capturing vertmem test doing work. I'm just going to allocate a small amount because heaps are in the range of 16. Actually, we can use that on BMMAP to find out how big they are. Vertmem test. I cancelled that by accident. Vertmem test. Oh, I launched it as administrator. Here's the heap. All right, so here's all the heap segments. And so they're in the order of 512k, that's quite small. So I don't want to make a massive allocation that's not going to fit in it, like 10 megabytes. I want to make something that's nice and small. And so what I'm going to do is use this alloc thing, which is a very small allocation. And you'll notice that you get the same address. He's actually allocated and freed it in this case. And then we can close that. Close that. And if I had bothered showing you in VMAP, we would have seen that if you opened up the tree, it would have changed from reserved to committed as it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So this is the attach way of doing it, and actually you get quite a long way with the attach way. Because I actually have the symbols for Aaron's tool, we can put that on.
You're missing this.
Thank you. And then what I'm going to do is grab virtual first. So what I want is the outstandings, outstanding commit by size, much like last week, and then let's find vert mem test in that list. Where are you? There it is. So as you can see, there's a bit of a spike. It doesn't really show the virtual allocation very well. What we want actually is the heap equivalent view of that. And so we use the heap allocation graph instead. And as you can see, there's if I expand that, there's three heaps in operation. The ones where I was growing, I'm not sure which one it was. It was one of these. I think it might have been this blue one. Is the one we want. So I'm not sure why this hasn't got this big square block around it, but it should. And when I did it before, it did. But what we want to look is the individual allocation. So much like before, we want to see the type. So here's the program. Here's the three heaps. So one of those will be the default heap. And one might be the low fragmentation heap and stuff like that. Because we did an attach, you see IOFI instead, because it hasn't got the lifetime information. And then we can zoom in an area and see allocations within there and see what heap it was. And then if we add the stack, load symbols, we can drill down to the line of code. So it's kind of like the pull and virtual, roughly the same idea. You are looking for allocations that are outstanding. Now, the problem with this is with the attach is it doesn't give you the true lifetime of everything very well. And so what there is another script in this folder for doing it at launch. And this is a little bit more magic involved. We've got a percentage one up here. What we're going to do is we're actually going to change image file execution options. So there's a way of modifying the behavior applications. These tracing flags is what's enabled by the gflags command in the debugger folder. This is just setting the value directly in the registry. What this tracing flag is saying with a value of 1 is trace the heap. So the command itself is roughly the same. Get virtual allocation. This has actually got some sloppy code in it, but it hasn't got the nice capitalized versions. But turn on virtual alloc, start a heap session, and in this case, you actually go minus PIDs, S was a plural, not singular, and you say 0, and it will trace anybody who has this trace flags turned on. So you could do more than one at once, where the other one was minus PID and then a number, so you're only tracing one program. Same stacks as before. We stop it like we did before, and then at the end, we delete the image file execution options. So let's do that guy. So it's going to look very very similar to what we had before. So that's set up the registry key. Software, Microsoft, Windows NT, current version, image file execution options, and it's made this key right here. Made this one, and put the tracing flags there. Right? And as I said, the gflags command in the debugger does the same thing. So this is called, for an image file, press tab, and this is the settings that it's using. Now, it doesn't check any of these checkboxes because it doesn't have a mapping to those, but that's roughly the same thing. So let's start the program again. This time it's going to run with those image file execution options applied to it, and we'll have more information. Lots of allocations. Oh, I'll do nice and slow ones. Close it off. And the trace, it's going to merge those traces together. Now, this is very analogous to what you can do with VMAP. VMAP, if you launch it, it can trace the heap allocations and the stack for each one much better. Is it heap? Yeah. So in general, my advice is if you can launch, use launch. If you can't because maybe a production environment going weird, then put up with Attach. But the analysis from launch is going to be better. Looks a lot looks the same. It's the same type of information. And we want by outstanding allocation size, so you can see that. And notice that we only have Vetmed testing list. It filtered it down, so there's nothing else available.
Because you told it to only trace things that had the tracing flags.
Yeah. Right? And so we can zoom in here. And much like before, we can put the type on it and put the stack on it, and off you go. It roughly looks the same. It doesn't look much different. It just is more accurate. There's not really that much different in the way it operates. And so you can drill down as much as you want. And that's really it for heap tracing. With memory analysis, full stop, it's all about AIFO, except for the heap things. Look for a period of time where you did an operation and there was a growth after that fact. With pull, pull flags, you're looking for pull tags. Non-page pull's bad, really bad for physical memory. Page pull's not much better. It's a leak. With user mode, virtual memory relates to, virtual alloc relates to the private data keyword in VMAP. The heap one relates to the heap keyword in VMAP. These tools aren't very good to use when you're doing CLR. When you're doing CLR, go do all the perf view stuff that May only talked about at length for four episodes. And that's it for memory leaks. I mean, it's one of those things where, okay, it's great to know there's a memory leak. Unless you've got source code, not very much is going to change.
Yeah.
So if you do find one, you know, if you say that your Internet Explorer's got a gigabyte of RAM, we'll go work out which stack it was, and the odds are it's some OCX or something that's
some
leaked.
Some plugin. A toolbar or something.
Yeah.
I could name some.
And that's it for memory leaks.
Awesome. That's the show for this week. If you have questions, email us at defragtools@microsoft.com. We'll see you next week.
Have a good week.
Thank you.